Greetings and welcome to HFS Unfiltered. My name is Rohan Kulkarni and I lead the life sciences practice at HFS Research. I'm joined today with two guests from Mindspring, a diversified service provider. Ranjita Singh is Vice President of Client Services for the life sciences business, and Dr. Rishi Pathak is their Global Head of Life Sciences and Healthcare Practice. Welcome, folks. Let me set our conversation. HFS Research published the HFS Life Sciences Service Provider 2025 study in late of 2025 that essentially evaluated 41 service providers on their ability to address the quadruple aim of care, which is to reduce cost, enhance experiences, improve health outcomes, and address health equity. The study indicates that the life sciences as an industry is staring down a $1.5 trillion revenue cliff through 2035. Due to the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act that allows CMS to negotiate prices for Medicare and Medicaid, the end of the blockbuster regime, and the patent cliff. However, most CXOs and their suppliers are still clinging to outdated models in terms of delivery. This reckoning will force all parties to reorient themselves towards a future that will embrace AI to improve health outcomes, explore new distribution models, and address health equity as a function of expanded market access. The study has three key takeaways. Number one, legacy service playbooks will not fix the revenue crisis. Enterprises must embrace services as software as the new AI-enabled delivery paradigm that focuses on outcomes rather than capabilities or services. Number two, the notion of AI first has become a comfort blanket, but the focus must shift towards outcomes first delivery. In fact, 75% of all suppliers in this study explicitly branded themselves as AI first. And not to be facetious, but that's now sounding analogous to suggesting that they use electricity. And then lastly, life sciences enterprises must partner with suppliers for growth, not just for service capabilities. Ranjita, what is your perspective on the study and the reflections on Mindspring's Horizon 2 categorization?
Yeah, thanks, Rohan. So from a study perspective, what the readers will see is that all these service providers, the 40 plus that were evaluated, including ourselves, we were looking at how does at the end of the day, from a patient experience, what are the four components that are important when we look at how a service provider like us works with the life sciences customers? The four components being health outcomes. So how do we improve health outcomes and have that mindset in everything that we do? From a finance perspective, how do we reduce the total cost of care, which ultimately is the aim for everyone in the industry? How do we make healthcare more accessible? So equity is the third component. And last but not least, how do you improve the patient experience, which is essential and something that every one of our customers is talking about today. As far as our categorizations in the segment, some of the key insights that we that I saw is that the study highlights some of the pressures that are that our customers are facing, things like revenue pressures due to the CMS negotiations that went into effect a couple of years back, increasing competition within the industry. Healthcare systems, pharmaceutical industry, med device companies, et cetera, how do they adopt AI and position themselves and continue to innovate? And where there, I think, is a wonderful synergy between the value that we bring and the benefits that our customers can get. That's where we see alignment in based on our capabilities and solutions that we have built over time, especially when it comes to procurement, supply chain, and logistics, solutions that can meet regulatory requirements and compliance, to name a few. Mindspring has invested in certain things, which is one of the reasons why we have been able to get recognized by you all. More specifically, we have invested in things like our Future Forward Lab, which is essentially an R&D and innovation hub for building new solutions with the mindset that we are an AI-first company that looks at using agentic automation for solutions, whether it's you're looking at your SDLC lifecycle or you're looking at business challenges and problems that our customers are looking to address. We have also invested in solutions that can help scale what our customers have already invested in when it comes to technology. At the end of the day, how do we bring value to our customers using the innovation, our ability to execute when it comes to delivery? How do we provide the right talent? Which is one of the hottest topics that everybody's talking about today. How do you attract and retain talent? So these are some of the things that our customers are seeing value in and why they choose to partner with us. And I think we're hoping that we continue to expand on what we've already invested in so that we can leapfrog into the next horizon.
Thanks, Ranjita. That's helpful. Rishi, please share your thoughts on the future of life sciences globally, and how do you see Mindsprint playing a part in it go forward?
Sure. I think, firstly, thank you for having me today, and to all our audiences, you know, hearing us. I think it's a real pleasure to be part of the HFS Life Sciences Horizons Study videocast. As we see the industry moving towards a faster pace, I think it's a pivotal moment for our industry. And I'm glad to be to contribute to the conversation to share Mindsprint's perspective on the future of life sciences, where it is headed, right? Well, from our lens, what we see the future of life sciences globally and what's the Mindsprint role is, what I see is obviously the future of life sciences will be shaped by AI-powered precision medicine. We see that the operational de-globalization, increased scrutiny on equity. What I mean by increased scrutiny on equity is that the scrutiny on equity will be more than ever, as we see that regulators and payers will expect more fairness in terms of accessibility, diverse evidence, and outcome that reach every patient, not just the one who have been traditionally been served, right? And the shift to the real-world evidence. Well, in terms of the key themes that we see from our lens is one, the precision medicine that is really expected to compromise of almost like 50% of FDA approvals by 2035. The other areas is the supply chain that is going to become global. What I mean by saying local is that most of the pharma companies will continue building global platforms and standards, but they would deploy them using the local nuances, whether that's regulatory compliance or supply chain footprint or pricing and access models. That's how most of the life sciences companies will stay resilient while also meeting the market specific needs. And the other areas is the tariff regimes and the need for the resiliency. Well, what we also see the other key themes in the industry shaping in the next 3 to 5 years is obviously we see a lot of traction in the areas of patient centricity, patient centric engagement that is going to shift from episodic to our continuous monitoring and personalized interventions. The other areas that I see is most important is the regulatory bodies, including the FDA and European Medicines Agency, EMA, which will increasingly accept the AI-generated evidence. Well, in terms of the Mindsprint role, I think it's going to be a very, very pivotal. We are working very closely with the big pharma companies, helping them and enabling them AI-first transformation using agentic automation across discovery to commercialization value chain. I think my colleague Ranjita mentioned about the Future Forward Labs, which is our internal AI-led solutions, a setup wherein we run through a lot of IP and solutions across the sectors, including life sciences. The other areas that we see is enhancing the regulatory operations through intelligent automation and the AI-supported submissions. Well, in terms of the other key roles that we see Mindsprint playing in the life sciences consulting and tech space is really in strengthening the supply chain resiliency, right? Using platforms like ProcureSprint and Smart Agents, which is part of our internal IP and solutions. And many of our customers are already using it. The other areas wherein we see a lot of critical role that we at Mindsprint play is driving the patient engagement platforms like PharmBuddy, right? So those are the areas that we see that Mindsprint has a pivotal role to play. But what I really see that the next 5 years, right, are going to be really rewarding for all those companies which have a specific depth with their AI credibility, right, supply chain resiliency, and outcome-based engagement. And what I see is that Mindsprint is positioned as a strategic Horizon 2 partner, which is ready to evolve into Horizon 3 by expanding its value chain footprint and deepening clinical transformation capabilities and continue investing in ecosystem-led innovation.
Excellent. It looks like these are exciting times ahead there for Mindsprint. So I look forward to seeing them. I wish you all the best. And thank you, Ranjita and Rishi, for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you for having here.